Thank you, President. We congratulate you on your work and are grateful to you and your team for your leadership. We appreciate your close collaboration with civil society organizations. HALO welcomes the positive changes in the current draft of the Siem Reap Anchor Action Plan. We are particularly pleased with the reduction in the number of actions from 50 to 45 and the streamlining of indicators, which will contribute to more effective implementation and reporting. The inclusion of environmental considerations and a stronger focus on gender and diversity mainstreaming are also significant advancements. We also support the decision to focus on the different national contexts and working towards the sixth review conference rather than focusing on a new universal deadline. This pragmatic approach reflects the realities faced by states' parties and will lead to more tailored, impactful interventions. As outlined in our submissions, HALO would welcome stronger language in the Siem Reap Anchor Action Plan addressing the administrative and legislative barriers that continue to hinder progress in survey and clearance activities. Increasing collaboration among all stakeholders and reducing these burdens is essential to accelerating life-saving clearance efforts. To ensure that affected communities are served as efficiently as possible, the action plan should therefore also emphasize increased collaboration between national authorities and operators. This cooperative approach will be key to overcoming operational challenges and enhancing the overall effectiveness of clearance operations. To further strengthen the action plan, we believe more emphasis should be placed in the best practices on securing the financial resources necessary for effective implementation, as well as ensuring technological advancements such as the use of drones, remote sensing, and autonomous machinery are incorporated to enhance the efficiency, safety, and speed of surveying and clearing contaminated areas, whilst also promoting sustainable employment and community resilience. We also encourage continued exploration of alternative and innovative funding mechanisms and exploring the potential establishment of a voluntary trust fund to assist states' parties struggling to secure international assistance for Article 5 implementation in order for them to implement their legal and time-bound commitments under the Convention. Additionally, we recommend the inclusion of baseline metrics to monitor and evaluate the implementation of the action plan. Establishing these metrics, as proposed in the Wilton Park report, will enable more informed decision-making and help ensure the plan's effectiveness. HALO has submitted detailed written feedback and fully supports the recommendations made by the Gender and Diversity Working Group, the Environmental Issues and Mine Action Working Group, the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Advisory Group. We look forward to working with all key stakeholders to ensure the fifth review conference results in strong and actionable commitments. I thank you.